The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. We're teaming up with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Georgia to strike out blood cancer. This is the Fan's annual Strikeout Leukemia and Lymphoma Radiothon.
My child has a chance at life because of the donations from people giving to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Make your donation right now by calling 770-273-0992. That's 770-273-0992. Or donate online at 680thefan.com.
1101 Domino Cellini, the 23rd annual Strikeout Leukemia and Lymphoma Radiothon is rolling on. I want to thank everybody for taking part. I want to thank everybody for donating thus far. And we're going to be asking for donations throughout the program, talking to guests who have seen the end result of what we have done over 23 years now. Beaver Toyota, like I said, incoming is where we are. They also bring us the Fan app where you can listen live and local into the evening 24/7. And Beaver Direct is the quickest and easiest way to shop for a car online. You can also listen at 680thefan.com. You're going to hear us say the number throughout the day, 770-273-0992, 680thefan.com/LLS. These are the places to go if you want to donate and be a part of something tremendous that we have done, like I said, Domino, for 23 years.
Yeah, I spoke a little bit for you earlier when I was on with Brandon and Brian Finneran. And I said, could we take both of our shows, put us in the studio, our station, where the big screen TV is? I think Finneran thought we were all going to sit in the studio and watch a Braves game. I don't know.
That kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, no, we have a big screen up there with a big conference table, which is going to have food on it and drinks on it. And for $1,000, when the Braves are on the road, we'll bring you up to the station, and we'll all sit around and watch a Braves game. We'll either be happy, we'll either not be happy. Depends how the game goes, but it will be, as we like to say, fellowship.
And then we'll all go stumbling out into the Battery and party deep into the night, or shall I say morning?
Yeah. Oh, listen, that PBR is right over there. I don't know who ain't scared.
Someone's going to ride that bull that night.
I ain't scared. What if you get me, what if I go on your shoulders and we ride the bull together?
For another $1,000, I'll put chaps on as well.
So $1,000 to come to the studio. We'd love to have you guys come on and watch a Braves game with both of those shows. We'll have a studio tour, which means with Nick and I, come on in, eat some lunch with us, come on the radio, pitch your family, pitch your business, tell people why perhaps you donated to what it is we're doing today. We will offer that up for $680. We've been really good. People have been really, really helpful when it comes to, you know, donating with things like that. There's concert tickets, there's Braves tickets, there's autographed items. Buck's got a bunch of Georgia stuff here. It's all available to you. You can go online, but again, 770-273-0992. We'd like to see a couple of phones ringing, and we can get it started. I'm also going to put you on the spot. Were you thinking about this in the car? Who's your richest friend?
Yeah, I was.
Like to call out?
I don't want to dip into his pocket, but Billy Gardell, with all this network success that he has had over the years.
But is he going to hear this? I don't know if Billy's listening.
Well, my cousin's listening, okay. And if my cousin's listening, Billy will find out through proxy.
Okay, so Billy Gardell, who's been on now, not one, but two syndicated TV shows.
Yes.
Like, both of those shows have gone to syndication.
Yes, they have.
All right. I think he should get off his wallet, too. 770-273-0992. Chris DePetta, get a hold of Billy Gardell and let him know he was just called out as Nick Cellini's richest friend, and he needs to do something about it.
Yes,
today.
That's right. Put your money where your mouth is,
Isaiah,
literally.
Isaiah, who's your richest friend?
Our engineer, Isaiah Stewart.
Brian Finnery.
I think he did buy something. Give me another one.
He's just answering a question.
Hey, you got another one? Think about it. I put you on the spot, but think about it. Here's the deal. It's got to be somebody that you know has got enough money to get off their wallet. It's got to be somebody you know well enough where you go, oh, maybe you don't like the guy. Maybe it's just time to put his business on Front Street. He's got money, and he should do something.
Let's go with Ben Ingram.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you asked.
Yeah, no, I kind of did. Ben Ingram, 770-273-0992.
You forced Isaiah's hand. You made him answer that question. So, like I said, we'll be giving out the website, 680thefan.com, LLS, also 770-273-0992. And my sister is a two-time breast cancer survivor, so I can tell you what something like this can do for people that battle cancer firsthand. It's not just about finding a cure, Chris. It's about little things, like taking care of meals, like taking care of transportation. If people really don't have anybody else in their life, it's one of those deals where they don't feel alone. Because people, the amount of people that rallied around my sister was amazing. And you know my sister. She's not emotional, but she got emotional at the fact that people really do go above and beyond. That's what this is all about.
So I'm going to tell you, here's my thing. And again, I've said this for years now. Nobody is 2 degrees away from cancer. Nobody. I've never met anybody who's not been affected by cancer in their direct family, but certainly if you open it up to friends and extended family. All right. You need good diagnosis. You need to be able to go someplace to get a good diagnosis. It's a devastating day. And what I have found out, what the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society has also been tremendous at, is putting people in the position to have somebody to talk to as to what do we do next. There is no way you have a blueprint for this the first time. No way. Look, there are people, unfortunately, that have the blueprint because they go through it once, twice themselves, three times themselves. There are people who have had multiple family members. But I'm telling you, it's a devastating day. You need to figure out who you can get a hold of to put you on track to get everything, like you said. Everything that you don't think about at that moment, because you can't think about anything else other than survival, whether it's for yourself or a family member. But they absolutely have services, and some of this money goes to the services put families in a place to be in a better place than that terrible day.
Because mentally, if you are in a better spot than physically, the two tie in. They definitely tie in. So, again, that's why we're going to be telling you to give what you can. And the richest friends out there, if you know someone that's your richest friend that would be willing to donate, or even if they're not willing to donate, turn the screws on them. 770-273-0992, 680thefan.com /LLS.
If you donate $100, we'll let you get on the air to call out your richest friend.
I like that.
Because now we're in a situation where we can make some change. And what happens is you donate, you get the benefit of that, but then you get to, as Nick said, I didn't like to say put screws to people. Hey, Matt and Tom Fanning, how would you like to come out to dinner one night? I'm just saying.
It's
come
not
on
personal.
Up to the studio. I'm just saying.
It's business.
770-273-0992. If you would like to, seriously, if you donate $100, they'll write down your richest friend's names. We'll give your richest friend.
Yeah.
We'll say who you are. We'll shout out to your richest friend, and hopefully that person will do the right thing. And then we get a chain, Nick. It's like dominoes. All the rich guys in Atlanta. Let me tell you something. This isn't Staten Island. Staten Island's got money. You know,
this isn't Northeast Ohio.
No, it's buried in cans and backyards more than anything else in Staten Island.
I don't want my name out there. I'll give some money. It's a little bit different down here.
Do you know what killed the gross national product of Staten Island? Credit cards. Credit cards, when it was all cash, and brother, for a long time, it was all cash. Staten Island had an unbelievable gross national product. This town is not a poor town.
No.
This town, by the way, gives. I, again, we'll say that.
No idea how much money I have stuffed in coffee cans.
That was my grandfather coming from the great beyond.
That's going to be my autobiography.
We haven't found it all yet. But this town's got money, and there are a lot of people that ask you over the course of the year. We do it twice a year. How much does this radio station cost? The listener.
Nothing.
What is it?
Nothing.
Thanks to
Beaver Toyota here of Cumming, it doesn't cost you anything to bring and download the app with you wherever you go in the world.
So if you listen, if we charge, I don't know, 10 cents a day for the year, $35, $36, you can actually, for $36, you've just gotten a year of free programming. Here's what I'll guarantee people. We'll keep it free for the rest of this year. I can't go beyond that, but we will keep this station free for you to listen to for the rest of the year.
It's not going to cost a lot of money if you're Arthur Blank to at least put it out there that you want a Super Bowl. We'll work in sports here there. And Arthur Blank told Daniel Kaplan of frontofficesports.com that they are back in the mix. The city of Atlanta, they want a Super Bowl in either 28 or 29. That is the goal for Arthur Blank. So, again, doesn't cost you anything to ask, and after that it may cost you some money. after that.
Yeah, but it's supposed to bring in money, too, and everybody's supposed to be happy because it's another big event. We do events big. Why do we have to almost beg for this? Why does it sound like we have to beg for this?
I don't really like the fact that we have to beg as a city for it, but it seems like that's what Arthur Blank.
With all due respect, we're not Staten Island. I don't know if you were listening to me.
Yeah,
we're not Staten Island, New York.
I heard you loud and clear.
Okay.
Yeah. So Super Bowl 62 or 63
okay.
is what they're talking about as far as returning to the city of Atlanta.
And this isn't this where I dream big, and by then the Falcons could turn it around, and what if we get a home game in the Super Bowl in this town? Because Raheem Morris and company put us there.
I mean, it doesn't cost you anything to dream either, and that may be a pipe dream, but it's a dream nevertheless.
Thank you. I'm a dreamer, Nick. That's what I believe.
Yeah, the coaching staff continues to come together. Some of the assistant coaches did meet with the media yesterday, and everybody's got a connection, right? That's why they're on the staff.
Yes.
T.J. Yates and Zach Robinson. Yates is now the quarterback's coach. He's been friends with Zach Robinson, the offensive coordinator, for a number of years. Going back to their days as college football players at the Manning Passing Academy in 2008, when Yates was at North Carolina and Robinson was at Oklahoma State. So they formed a bond then, and the bond paid off for T.J. Yates because he's on the staff right now.
Man, think about that. We talked. You could turn left or you could turn right on a given day, and then you're in front of somebody, see Raheem Morris, and now it certainly works that way. I'm not giving my dumb Uncle Eddie a job. Like, you can ask all you want. Just because we're kin doesn't mean I have to give you a job. When you have somebody that you really like and you're getting their services and they're respectful of your decision to hire them with an opportunity to move up, it can all work out.
And you talk about the left turn, the right turn. You brought it up yesterday. You brought it up again today. I don't know if you've seen the Netflix deal on Buffalo and the Bills. They go through the four years in a row where they won the Super Bowl. And what if Norwood makes that field goal?
I know.
That's one of the greatest what ifs ever. First of all, Bill Belichick doesn't become the head coach of the Browns. Let's start there. Does it change the entire attitude of Buffalo as far as the pressure is off?
Yes.
We did it.
Yes.
We won that first one.
Yes. So either you might get fat and happy. Maybe you win the second one. You get fat and happy. You don't go to the next two. Maybe you go to the first one. You don't go to the one, you know, right after that. Yeah. I'm telling you, there's an incredible book in it called What If. Maybe it's a podcast, too. What if? Because the Belichick thing, you don't have to go too far back. Again, I talked about, you know, degrees of separation to go, what would have been different? Is Bill Parcells considered a Hall of Fame coach? You know, all it takes is one guy's miss or make to have you be the smartest guy in the room. The head coach gets to be the smartest guy in the room, even though it's a guy missing a field.
And if Raheem Morris wins more than he loses as a young coach, who knows if he's here with more experience now, and everybody continues, Domino, to heap praise. Harbaugh, according to DraftKings and their sports book, is Jim Harbaugh with the Chargers the favorite to win coach of the year. Raheem Morris, behind Matt LaFleur, is third on this list. So Harbaugh's plus 550. LaFleur is plus 800. Then you got Raheem Morris right there at plus 1,000. There seems to be high expectations, and everybody seems to have more than high hopes for Raheem Morris the second time around now as a head coach.
So I don't want to temper it, but guys like Andy Reid don't win coach of the year. Kyle Shanahan's not winning coach of the year. The expectation's too high. Mike Tomlin, even if Pittsburgh gets better, probably not going to win coach of the year because they had a winning record. Five wins for the Chargers. It sets up for Harbaugh. Seven wins for the Falcons. It sets up for Raheem Morris, no doubt about it. Now, the good news would be not only is he the coach of the year, but we all see the plan, and the plan being he knows what he's doing. He's a good CEO, but they've also figured out what type of system they run, and they get it right in the first year.
So 770-273-0992, 680thefan.com/LLS. We are here at the 23rd Annual Strikeout Leukemia and Lymphoma Radiothon, and I love what you put out there, Domino. If you donate $100, you get the chance. You don't necessarily have to come on the air.
No.
Just have the people, the kind people working the phones, the phone bank, write down the name of the richest friend that you know that you want to call out to give.
And if you donate $1,000, give us their phone number. We'll call them on the air.
We'll embarrass them.
We'll embarrass that. Oh, what we're going to do to these people. You know, I was someplace last night. It was a very nice setup. It was very casual. But it's sort of a fancy place in Atlanta. It's sort of a fancy place. You guys know who you are. I saw you last night. You saw me. We talked a little bit.
You're kind of a big shot.
Well,
huh?
Those
tripping the light, fantastic.
Those are the guys. If you knew that I know that you know that I know that I saw you last night, and you're a big fan of the station, big fan of the show, that's what you all told me. Get off your wallet, 770-273-0992. That is the number. Remember, we're here to help, but will embarrass too.
Yeah, well, sometimes, listen, there's a fine line between loving somebody and praising
That's
somebody
right.
and embarrassing
I've
somebody.
I've been shameless.
It's all for a cause, man.
I've been shameless for a lot less than this cause. There is no doubt about it.
In the meantime, let's hit the bongos and let you know what's coming up over the course of the program known as Domino and Cellini. A familiar theme, unfortunately, for Tiger Woods. We'll hear from him as he explains the how and why around 11:50. Ronald Acuna Jr. apologizes this morning. Who did he apologize to? Find out as we talk some Braves.
Listen, it's all done. I accepted it already. We're good. We're good.
And Thomas Dimitroff calls out his NFL brethren. He uses a word that nobody wants to be called. But he does.
Crumb bun?
Not that, but it's something else. Find out as we go back to the NFL at 12:20. When we come back.
Hey, Dimitroff's got money, right?
Yeah.
He's doing okay.
Yeah.
Thomas Dimitroff, 770-273-0992. Raheem Morris, how you doing?
I know you got a raise. We're putting it all on the table today. When we come back, why did Sean Elliott bring the Georgia State program to a screeching halt? We try to answer that as we go on campus next. It's Domino. It's Cellini. Beaver Toyota of Cumming is where we are. The 23rd annual Strikeout Leukemia and Lymphoma Radiothon is going on. 770-273-0992. 680thefan.com/LLS. It's the Fan, Domino, and Cellini with you till a little past 2 o'clock. 680 and 93.7 FM.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Georgia have teamed up to help people across Georgia for over two decades. And we continue to make a difference in the lives of these patients.
I am Ashley Economides. I am the mother of an amazing little girl, Elia, who was diagnosed with leukemia. Elia started in 2018. We got involved with LLS shortly after Elia's diagnosis. You think that childhood cancer is something that is rare, something that you see on TV and you flip the channel and, you know, it makes you sad momentarily and you think, I can't even imagine. Well, once you're in this world, you realize, much like when you buy a red car and that's all you see, they're everywhere. You know, most families will respond when they find out that you have, you know, have or have had a child with cancer. It's, I can't imagine. You're a superhero. I don't know how you do it. And the thing is, we are not brave because we choose to be. You have to be. We are crumbling. We are falling apart. We are taking it day to day because we don't have any other choice. And LLS gives you that community. They give you that support and that guidance because many of the people that are involved in LLS have all been there, if not with a child, with a different family member.
Make your donation right now by calling 770-273-0992. That's 770-273-0992. Or donate online at 680thefan.com.
22, Domino, Cellini, Beaver, Toyota of Cumming is where we are. It's the 23rd annual Strikeout Leukemia and Lymphoma Radiothon. 770-273-0992, the number to call, 680thefan.com/LLS. We have a bunch of incentive items. And, Domino, yep. I love what you did. You planted the seed early in this program. If somebody wants to donate $100, yeah, they get to call out their richest friend.
Right. Because, again, we're not above it. I mean, this is a good cause, folks. We're not above shaming. This town's got a little bit of money. Now, again, it's all going to a good cause. You get to call out a friend. Might not be your friend after today, but again, that's your business, not mine. 770-273-0992. We have show visits. We have, for $1,000, you can come watch the locker room. Myself and Nick and you in our studio to watch a Braves game. When the Braves are on the road, we'll provide dinner, we'll provide drinks. And for $1,000, you get the tour of the station. But really, what we'll do is we'll sit down and watch some Braves baseball.
We've raised over $30,000 thus far, but it's not nearly enough.
No.
Let's keep it coming in. 770-273-0992.
You do not want to get our next guest angry. You
no.
do not want to get her angry.
Valerie Taylor is here with us. Not only is she an LLS volunteer, but she's also a cancer survivor. In fact, Valerie, thanks for coming by. You're battling breast cancer right now, correct?
I am. That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And you know firsthand something we talked about earlier. When we talk about radiothons and we talk about raising money, it's not just to find a cure. It's about the services that surround somebody when they are battling a disease like you're battling right now.
That's so true. In 2018, I was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia. And at the time, I was facing a lot of challenges. My mom was, I was the sole caregiver for her. She had dementia, and I lost my job. So I had one of the most expensive cancers with no health insurance. And I say that LLS stepped in. They were the beacon of light in the storm, is what I call it. And little things like going to the cancer center three times a week, you know, parking, you don't think about things like that, or people who say live out of town and they need assistance with housing, you know, while their family member is being cared for. So what I've loved about being with LLS is just the services that I enjoy as a member of the community. The information specialists at the leukemia headquarters were awesome for me. So just imagine being diagnosed with cancer, not having health insurance, the insurance landscape in our state had changed, and I had no access to care.
And you're caring for your mom.
Exactly. So I was fortunate enough to get remission the first time, and then I was discharged home. And the doctor said to me before I left, hey, listen, it's not a matter of if this comes back, it's a matter of when. You have to do a transplant, but we can't do that without a payer source. So then she just went silent, and I'm thinking, okay, so she's going to say something like, we're going to send you here, you're going to go there, and there was just nothing. So I was discharged home, and I was sitting there thinking like, man, I'm going home to die. And being able to pick up the phone and call and speak to the information specialist at LLS was just invaluable. They were helpful to me for my psychological stability. There was information that I could access about treatments, clinical trials. They're just a wealth of information.
Well, here's
within the
other
black
thing.
Community.
Yeah, that happens too, is there has to be people, there has to be a place where those phone banks are set up to take phone calls. And it's not something that you can handle with a computer. It's not something that you can handle with, hit 8. And then we'll send you to another voicemail type thing. It's just, so the idea of where does money go? Certainly research is a big thing, but the idea that people now start to get when they hear bad news, how do I get boxes checked that I need checked to go to the next thing that I have to do? And if you don't have a path or if you don't have a driver of that bus, I can't imagine what it would be like.
That's so true, because one of the drugs that I had to take, my leukemia had multiple mutations, and one drug had just been developed like February, and I was diagnosed in April. So I got to benefit for that drug, and it was like $14,000 for a month's supply. And because I didn't have access to health care, LLS was able, through their patient financial services, to help me bridge the gap until I was able to obtain health coverage for things like my prescriptions, even things like food, you know, emergency assistance. So they really are a great supporter for folks along that cancer journey. They also have peer support programs. I was linked to a woman in Syracuse, I believe, who also had AML, and we could talk. And because, as you've already heard, you know, I was waiting to try to get access to a transplant, she gave me hope. You know, that she was diagnosed, I think, when her child was like 2. And at the time we were speaking, her child was a sophomore in college. So it was like, okay.
Full life.
Exactly. Yeah. This can happen for me, too. So it's an awesome organization. And I can't say enough about it because I just can't imagine going through that experience without having someone to reach out to and ask questions and to see other people in the community that were experiencing what I was experiencing.
Yeah, Valerie's story is why we do this. 770-273-0992. Give what you can and give more. 680thefan.com/LLS. So despite all these battles, you also were able to get on a bike and raise some money as well, right?
Yes, that's true. That was the America's Most Beautiful Bike Ride. And I jokingly say a lot of times, my friend, I use that term loosely, Kathy told me about the team in training. And that's the portion of LLS that does fundraising. So Kathy said to me, hey, Val, your story is so impactful and inspirational. Maybe you should reach out to team in training and consider being the mission moment. So before each event, the athletes have a story of either a survivor or a caregiver that inspires them to do what they do. So I saw, you know, on the website, I was like, hey, a bike ride. I could do that. Well, I didn't know in my naivete. It wasn't just like the bike ride that I was used to doing. So it actually was several weeks of training on a road bike. And I fell in a ditch the first week. But fortunately, I was well. But I do want to call out one of the coaches. I refer to her as Awesome Jane. And I want to refer to my notes because chemo brain is a real thing.
Please do.
And Awesome Jane, we were riding one day, and I had a problem with my 18-gear bike. Aside from chemo brain, trying to coordinate and remember, I used to run. So I was feeling a little sad inside because I wasn't as coordinated. I couldn't remember the shifting mechanisms and so forth. So as I was riding, I got silent, and Jane is the coach, and she's riding beside me, and it was almost as if she was reading my mind. And she said to me, riding is always going to be hard. You just get better at it, like life. And it was like she was reading my mind because I was like this close to crying, you know, just feeling like such a failure. And it just kind of helped me to kind of to think about and focus on what I was trying to do, which was reclaim my life, because I did get the transplant at this point, and just the joy that I had. And then I experienced a bike malfunction like seconds after that, you know, inspiring thing. So Jane gets off, and Awesome Jane, and she's looking at my bike, and she's like, oh, you have a cable problem. So she goes, well, I guess we're just going to have to work on strengthening. I'm like, no. I was fully expecting her to say, let me call the car so we can go back to home base. And she's like, no, we're going to do strengthening today. And I was like, holy crap. So we go up and down these mountains. And honestly, guys, I can tell you that as I reached each hilltop, I felt a sense of accomplishment that I was reclaiming my life. And then my eyes began to well with tears of joy, you know. And as we near the base, Jane says to me, let's go a little further. So I'm like, okay, Jane, I trusted her. We go a little further. We come back to home base finally. And she says, how far do you think you went? And I was like, you know, I'm figuring my usual low-end performance. Yeah. I had dubbed myself Slowpoke. And she tells me that I had rode 23 miles. And I was like, get out of here. There's no way I could have done that. And she was like, I didn't tell you beforehand because I wanted you to know that you could do it. So the bike ride was just awesome. It elevated my hope. It healed my doubts. And Jane and I crossed the finish line together at the America's Most Beautiful Bike Ride in 2022. So it really is an awesome thing. And I did have the opportunity to raise funds as well, like we're trying to do today. And it really, really does go toward supporting blood cancer members in the community. And it's really, really needed. And all of my friends were like, I was really shocked because I'd never fundraised before. And I said, well, I'll just go at the lower end of the fundraising. And I'd hit that like in the first week. So then after that, I was like, okay. So then I had no shame. It's like I was calling people. I was Facebook.
Welcome to our club, Valerie.
None. When it comes to raising funds for the blood cancer community, you really can't have any, because every dollar that is donated really does represent a pivotal moment in the life of a blood cancer patient. And I can say that because I lived the experience.
Well, Valerie, we appreciate you telling your story, and it's inspirational, to say the least. Best of luck as you continue your battle. As you said, one day at a time. It really does apply in this instance, does it not?
It does. It does.
And that one day at a time makes a difference here, one donation at a time. In fact, 770-273-0992. Give what you can. As Domino said earlier, $100, you donate that, call out your richest friend. We'll make sure his or her name is read on the air. 680thefan.com/LLS online as well.
So again, please, thank you. You can get online. You can actually see some of the things we have, the incentives. Valerie, before you go, can you actually just read the number one more time so we can get that in and let people know again, we're talking to a survivor here. Somebody's going to be dealing again, and we got to make sure that there's money, not only for Valerie, but other people who are going to get devastating news at some point about themselves or a family member, to make sure that these things are still intact.
Exactly. Every 18 minutes of activity, I read, someone is diagnosed with a new blood cancer. So please take out your phone and dial 770-273-0992. 770-273-0992. And thank you.
Thank you.
You're an inspiration, to say the least. And again, this is why we are here. Stories like
miles.
This.
I don't want to drive 23 miles anymore.
I was kind of complaining about driving 23 plus miles here, and now I feel kind of silly for doing that.
You know what Valerie would have said? I'll get on my bike, Nick. I'll meet you there. That's what she would have said.
Again, 770-273-0992, 680thefan.com/LLS. We're over $30,000. We want to continue the run that we are on.
Show visits. Don't forget, come on in, have lunch with Nick and I in the studio, $680. I don't know if the come watch a baseball game at the locker room and us is still available at this point.
Don't forget, that's drinks and food as
well. Yeah, drinks and food. You bring somebody else up. We'll watch a Braves game right there at the station.
Someone else will ride the bull later on. We'll stumble right out of there. We're in the battery, you know.
I'm not telling you what's going to happen and what's not going to happen. You know, I know the secret way up to the roof. I'm just telling you.
You're the only one. I don't know the secret way to the roof. No one has told me that yet, for I can't be trusted.
Secret way to the roof. We have a whole bunch of concert tickets and a whole bunch more. So please, again, is that still available? What are we asking on that?
Well, tell the folks what we're asking for and about.
Hex Head Art. It's one of those three-dimensional metal pieces. I actually have a couple in my house. I got a Brooklyn Dodger one from my daughter. We actually sat down at Braves Fan Fest and had, let's see, A.J. Smith-Schauber, Jarek Kelenic, Bryce Elder, Matt Olson, Spencer Strider, Ian Anderson, Charlie Morton, Pierce Johnson, Sal Fasano, Brian Snicker, Michael Harris II, and Max Fried all signed this. So it's one of a kind in that department. It's a beautiful-looking piece. It's the Atlanta Braves A, and you could have $2,000 to walk away with all the autographs, and you can have, seriously, like, you want to talk about a conversation piece.
Nice little piece for the office, too.
No doubt about it.
This thing, I got some of them. You can make up stories if you want. I don't care.
Some of my friends.
Ian Anderson's one of my closest friends. He's doing well, by the way. Bouncing back from that Tommy John surgery. 770-273-0992, 680thefan.com/LLS. Let's go to school, shall we?
The college football voice of the South is going on campus. Presented by Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth, or shop online at SubaruofGwinnett.com.
Well, Sean Elliott said he is leaving Georgia State and going back to South Carolina for one reason. Family. I guess his family never left over the past 7 years, Columbia, South Carolina. He said he promised his daughter he would be there for his senior year, and it's just something that he couldn't pass by when the job was created last week when Shane Beamer lost tight ends coach Justin Stepp to Illinois. And so he's going back home, and I can't really fault the guy for that. The timing's odd. I think everybody agrees there. And Georgia State had to cancel the rest of spring practice and their spring game as a result. And now if you're Charlie Cobb, the AD, you got a mess to clean up. Because don't forget, when a coach leaves, it's a 30-day portal that's now open.
And now they're not going to be practicing trying to remember why they came here with this group of guys. And it's going to get, I would imagine, a little bit more difficult to keep some of the people from not going in the portal. Now, look, be careful. Make sure you do your due diligence as a player. We keep saying players and families, when you go to the portal, it doesn't mean you can't go back. But it also means that there might not be a lot of scholarships left. We've had National Signing Day. We've had portal days from other teams where their coaches have left. So I don't know what's still available out there, but they're going to be in danger of losing players, which is why the AD has got to get somebody in here as quick as possible.
And Sean Elliott, like we said, at Georgia State for 7 years, 5 bowl games they went to, 4 seasons above 500, and 4-3 against arch rival Georgia Southern. he also upset Tennessee on the road in 2019. So he had some good moments here.
Yeah. What if somebody made you like an offensive line coach? Would you go do that?
Yeah.
Could you do it?
I could, yeah.
You could. You speak the kids' languages these days?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
I have to be more patient.
Right.
I think, like my son said, you have to understand, Dad, we are soft. You can't really yell at us all the time. You have to have positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
Could be like if I'm looking at a guard and
right.
he's consistently letting somebody cross his face.
Right.
Or he's not picking up a blitz because
yep.
he's looking out in instead
yep.
of in out.
Yep.
I may yell a little bit.
Yeah. So what if you demonstrate footwork once, twice, three times, and on the fourth time it's still not done right? Problem?
Yeah. I may say this maybe isn't for you.
So you're literally going to be, well, that's not really kicking. That's not kicking people off teams. That's just letting somebody know that this, me and you, we're probably not going to be doing this together a lot of days.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you can stay here
yeah.
if you want. But
sure.
again, I just don't know if you're ever
okay.
going to get on the field.
I was just asking. I don't know. Listen, I'm not. Possible career change for you. Just think about it.
And we talked about it, maybe the pay-wise being the same for Sean Elliott going back to South Carolina. Not really. He's going to make about $400,000, which, again, he's not going to miss any bills,
yeah, yeah.
Getting paid. But he made over $800,000. As the head coach at Georgia State. So you're slicing your salary in half. But he was going back and forth a lot. So
right. You can't blame
you got to factor in gas.
You can't. Well, yeah. And I'm assuming two places to live on top of everything else. Two rents, as they say. Two mortgages, perhaps. I'm not really sure what his life situation is. You can be upset if you're a Georgia State fan. Wow, this is really late in the game. But then you got to think about it and go, okay, why? Why? It's not somebody looking to, oh, is the grass greener over there? Wait, I was just offered this thing last minute. I kind of believe what he's talking about, especially he has a senior daughter in high school.
He does, and he said she's a cheerleader. He promised. And he missed a lot of, his son was a football player, and he missed some of those games. He said he promised his daughter. And when you promise your daughter something, you know, Domino, I know,
yeah.
you better keep that promise.
Yeah,
I don't think she'll ever let you forget about it.
Sure, listen, I don't have a son, but I would imagine if I did, I wouldn't keep as many promises for him as I would my daughter.
Because they forget.
Yeah.
Daughters don't. Trust me, I know.
Why? Well,
I got two girls and two boys. Trust me, I know.
Yeah, I also kind of think I'd be like, what do I got to promise him something for? Just do it. I'm going to tell him to do something. What do I make you promise if you do this, then I'll do that? That doesn't seem like something I would do with my son very often.
Well, EA Sports promised the college football game would be coming out, and it will be coming out this summer, and they dropped this trailer for the upcoming college football season.
Got something special for y'all. Little update for our fans from the Big House to the Bayou, from Carolina to California. Yeah, it's about college football. We know you love it. Us too. Rivalries, comebacks, the traditions and superstitions built by generations. There's nothing like it. Turns out, we've been building too. So let's address the big owl in the room. Yeah, we've seen the posts. The predictions, the doubts. We get it. It's been a minute. Let's just say this ain't the only jersey we've been working on. The game this sport deserves.
EA Sports College Football 25 going to be available this summer. A full gameplay reveal will be happening in May. So it's finally going to become a reality.
What are they going to do with the cover?
Some are saying Nick Saban should be on the cover.
Oh. By himself, or do you do a great college coach's cover?
I mean, you could do that as well.
Yeah, that might
not. But the GOAT is just called it quits.
Well, you put him in the middle. Nick Saban gets to be in the middle, and then maybe you put some other great coaches around.
Are they going to put that cheater Harbaugh on the cover? I know. Don't at me, Michigan fans.
Yeah.
Don't at me.
I'm not putting him on there. I'm not putting him on there. The other thing would be, how many years has the game not been around? 10, 11?
Yeah, something along those lines.
All right. So you got a lot of Heisman Trophy winners, like, or big stars that didn't really have an opportunity to be on the cover. Do you fix that?
Maybe. You try to make it right.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be a lot of people, but maybe you do it.
It's kind of a busy cover. Kirk Herbstreit claims Kirk Herbstreit claims he played more EA Sports college football than anybody, and of course, everybody attacked him. No matter what he does,
yeah.
he gets attacked.
Jeez.
No matter what.
Let me answer this. Why would you say that? Why would you say, look, can I tell you how I could fix this with Kirk Herbstreit? Let me tell you what he should have said.
I love the game. I played it a lot. You don't have to say you played it more than anyone.
I'm going to let him feel good about himself. I played the third most EA college sports video. Third most. Did you say third most? Who's going to come at you at that point?
Someone will.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Well, but I'm just saying, all he had to do was say, I played the third most EA College Sports video, and then it would have been fine. You don't want to label anything you're doing the most, especially when you've been in crosshairs anyway.
Bill O'Brien formally became the head coach yesterday, had a press conference at Boston College. He said he realizes a dream of coaching at home. He said, I went into coaching in 1993 when I got out of Brown, and I always dreamed about being the head coach at Boston College. And listen, I know he's from the suburbs of Boston.
Yeah.
Is this really something you dreamed of doing? I mean, I know Billy. You know Billy. I mean, is this your ultimate goal?
This was my third goal. That's what I would have said. I would have said, of all the goals that I've had in my life, this is my third goal.
This is third. There's that number again.
Yeah.
This is right up there with anything I've ever wanted to do.
Yes.
Maybe you say it that
way.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know, one of those Super Bowls, like, he didn't go into a lot, did he?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really, but he did say that.
He wants to be home.
Also last night, Caitlin Clark of Iowa made history. Here's history as it happened.
Here comes Clark. How will she go for history? There it is! The all-time leading scorer in women's college basketball.
She scored the game's first 8 points for Iowa. She breaks the record there, passing Washington's Kelsey Plum. She's also the first Division I player to record 3,300 points, 1,000 assists, and 850 rebounds in a career.
What an accomplishment.
25 years, no player, man or woman, has had more 30-point performances than Caitlin Clark, who has 52.
All right, did people, you know, is it mostly celebratory? Congratulations?
It has to be.
I hope so.
No one's done more in the women's game.
Well, my point is,
Clark.
It'll probably only take 2 days. Yeah, but what would she do playing against men?
That has nothing to do with
what?
Anything.
Excuse me, sir. Yeah, this is not, again, because it happens in tennis and it happens in bowling and it happens. Yeah, but whoopsie. You know, that whole, what was that high school state champion versus any college, including women's NCAA champion? I'm all for let me think about something, but let it be for a minute. This woman just did something that nobody else has ever done. And she's got multiples of things that nobody else has ever done.
Well, it's like the old conversation. What would the best college football team do against the worst NFL team? It really has nothing to do with anything.
A moment. It certainly has nothing to do with this moment.
No.
Yeah, but how many points would she have had if she played against men? I don't know. Where are they doing that, sir?
Just congratulate Caitlin Clark like we just did. An all-too-familiar theme for Tiger Woods. We'll talk about that next as we come to you from Beaver Toyota of Cumming. We've raised about $30,311.80. That's nice.
That's
the exact total.
Thank you.
But I want more. Domino wants more. Everybody wants more.
Have we not sold these show trips, show gatherings?
I don't know.
Listen, nobody's going to give you better pizza than us when you come in our studio.
And beer and wine, whatever you want.
You have to plug whatever
you
want.
I don't know about liquor. Maybe some liquor.
Don't plug your OnlyFans account. All right? Although for the right donation.
I don't
plug anything you want. What do I care? It's not
illegal. People have to pay to get to that as well. 770-273-0992. They're gatekeepers everywhere. 680thefan.com/LLS if you want to give online. Like we said, we'll talk about Tiger and the ouchies when we come back. Domino Cellini, the 23rd annual Strikeout Leukemia and Lymphoma Radiothon continuing. It's the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Teaming up with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Georgia to strike out blood cancer. This is the fans' annual Strikeout Leukemia and Lymphoma Radiothon.
You think that childhood cancer is something that is rare, something that you see on TV and
You flip the channel, and, you know, it makes you sad momentarily, and you think, I can't even imagine. Well, once you're in this world, you realize they're everywhere.
Make your donation right now by calling 770-273-0992. That's 770-273-0992. Or donate online at 680theFan.com.
1151 Beaver Toyota of Cumming is where we are for the 23rd annual Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Strikeout Leukemia and Lymphoma Radiothon. You heard everybody talking about it. We'll continue to remind you what it means for everybody and why we've been doing this for 23 years and why we're so passionate about it. 770-273-0992, 680thefan.com/LLS if you want to make a donation. Plenty of incentive items still available, including that locker room and Domino and Cellini watch party. When the Braves are on the road, we'll get that big conference room that we have up there, commandeer it. We'll have booze. We'll have drinks, non-alcoholic as well, pizza, food, and, you know, fellowship.
Fellowship.
Which, can you really put a price tag on fellowship? Well, we're going to try. It's
$1,000. I did, actually. Yeah, it's $1,000. I volunteered you for that as well, but the guys in the locker room said they would do it. We'd love to have you come on up with the Braves on the road, and we'll actually watch a game. And, we'll eat a little, drink a little, and we'll see what happens. We've got Harris Cherokee Casino, two-night stays, one-night stays at Lanier Lodge. We got a cruise. Did you see that? You know who the band Midland is, the country?
Yes.
Yeah, Midland's got a cruise. It's the Last Resort Cruise, compliments of Sixth Man, honoring Lorraine Frank. April 1st through the 5th, you're going to the Bahamas. Yeah, you're going to the Bahamas.
What's that going for?
$5,000.
How's that still on the board?
Five large. It's MidlandCruise.com if you want some more details. MidlandCruise.com. Yeah, this is them. They're going to be performing.
They'll get you here, and you take the boat. It starts here. You go down the Chattahoochee.
Yep.
And somehow it takes you into the Atlantic and down to the Bahamas you go.
Yeah. Is it down to the Bahamas or is it over to the Bahamas?
No, I think it's down.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
There's a channel of some sort.
I told you.
Canal.
Yeah, it's a Bohemian cruise.
Yeah, Bohemian or Bohemian?
Bohemian?
I think it's Bohemian.
It's one of them.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's right. I'm terrible at geography.
Yeah, I believe it's down.
From what I understand, though, the ocean's not like the roads. It's not necessarily a specific lane you'll be in, but they'll get you there as
quick
as they
can. You're on a boat in the ocean, that I know for sure.
April 1st through the 5th with Midland and other country acts performing for the 4 days on the boat.
Hey, remember, whenever a guest does join us, they join us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Are you brave enough to take that first step? If you are, consult the fine divorce attorneys at Hobson & Hobson at areyoubraveenough.com. Tiger Woods knows about that. He also knows about a bad back, and it cost him yesterday on the final three holes, the spasms. Here's Tiger talking about it.
My back was spasming in the last couple holes, and it was locking up, so I came down, and it didn't move. And I presented hosel first and shanked it.
When's the last time you hit a shank, Tiger? I think you can remember.
It's been a while. It's definitely been a while.
He looked like your average golfer on that second shot on the 18th hole as he shanked it. It went about 71 yards.
Celebrities, they're just like us.
He did recover for only a bogey. He's won over 72 at the Genesis Invitational after the opening round.
I'm not sure what anybody expected him to shoot. I do know that there was, I think I told you, on Prize Picks, they had a first round. It was 2.5 maybe birdies. Might have been 3.5, more or less, you could have picked. And I think it's up for the second round as well. And maybe if he makes it, whatever. Doesn't matter. But if you want to play Prize Picks on golf, it is now golf season. The thing that I thought was more interesting than his score, and hopefully he comes out unscathed and healthy enough to you know, hit the course again today. Did you see the whole thing about the TW logo? He said, I'm past it. I don't want it. I'm not fighting for it. I'm good. So that was kind of interesting. We had said, TW, it's what he's been known for. And look, he's a big enough name, big enough brand that he could put a poop emoji on the front of his shirt and say, that's my Tiger Woods symbol, and it would probably sell.
That looks a lot like a poop emoji, but hey, Tiger's signing off on it, so why not purchase it?
Is that a candy cane emoji? I don't get it. Oh, but Tiger's behind it. Yeah. But he did say, and I wasn't sure, we weren't sure who might have owned it, he just said, and I think the verbiage was, I'll paraphrase, he's over it, he's not going to fight for it. So he has his logo, he has his company, he has his deal, and all of that stuff, good for them. I'm over here.
He's got it all buckled up. Speaking of which,
turn off the GPS and let Domino take the wheel. It's a drive around the sports world presented by Marietta Toyota. At Marietta Toyota, every new Toyota includes our nationwide lifetime powertrain warranty. Family owned and operated since 1975. Stop in for a test drive or visit MariettaToyota.com. It's better in Marietta.
Matt Lear, just be ready. I'll give you a couple of cuts that we'll play in a second. I'll tell you right now, McCaffrey and then George Kittle, if we can have those lined up, and we'll also do Doc Rivers. So thank you. McCaffrey fumble, George Kittle, Doc Rivers. I'll set them up in a second. Do you know what the sign is down by Mike Rizzo, the general manager of the Washington Nationals? Do you know what the sign in spring training says if pitchers and catchers reported at every one of their pitching mounds, at every one of their stations? I don't care how fast you throw a ball for. And that sign is up everywhere.
I'm going to steal that.
That might not be a bad one for 12, 13, and 14-year-olds
exactly.
either.
Exactly.
I don't care how fast you throw ball four. People were trying to figure out, with the Super Bowl now behind us, who hasn't played in a Super Bowl, who should play in a Super Bowl. Did you see who the last name? And I think it might have been Barstool Sports. One of their writers actually came up with it. And I hadn't thought about it, and I don't know if it... But Pearl Jam seems to be... Again, I don't know if city would matter. I don't know if location would matter. I don't know if there's an affinity for them in some parts of the country or not. Are they big enough nationally? Here's the point that this guy made. He says sort of the 90s sort of gets
screwed out
of a lot
of them. If Maroon 5 can play
that's
halftime, then why not Pearl Jam?
That's what I wrote. I said, so are we really asking if Pearl Jam is big enough when Maroon 5 did it?
I think we answered that question.
Okay. So Pearl Jam would be maybe a logical... We're fighting for a Super Bowl, what, in the next 5-6 years?
That's what Arthur Blank said.
If Pearl Jam's still with us and they haven't played yet, I'll invite them to come play at the Atlanta Super Bowl. You're welcome. There's a video, allegedly, in 1964. Have you heard about this? They say that there's a video. Two people, one of them still alive, has said he's seen it. It was confiscated by the CIA. 1964.
We'll be taking that video, yes.
They have a video.
Yes, thank you.
And listen, I don't know how this is just coming out. This, to me, is the stuff that I go, how the hell will this stay quiet for 60 years? There's allegedly a video of a saucer-shaped disc that will take a dummy warhead. We were testing warheads, but there were dummy warheads. There was no nuclear in them. And they say there's a video of this saucer-shaped disc with four lasers just stopping it basically in its tracks and watching it fall to Earth. And there's supposedly a video. What do you think?
I got to see the video.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's going to see the video.
I'll be the judge of that, if it's real or not.
So you're not really sure if that's what's happening? You don't know if you want to buy in?
I can be very cynical when it comes to stories like this.
I just love stories that I hadn't heard before. All right, real quick, these are quick cuts. I don't know if you remember, Christian McCaffrey, he had a bad moment in the beginning of the Super Bowl.
They go back to him again. Ball is on the ground. The ball is out. Karlaftis is there for Kansas City. The first signal is a Chief recovery.
Karlaftis recovers for the Kansas City Chiefs. You go, oh, man, that's bad luck for the 49ers. Now there's audio that's just come out with video of George Kittle. Karlaftis ends up on the football. Guess how it went? Listen to this.
Hey, George. George Kittle had a chance to get it, but didn't know it was on the carpet.
Have you seen this? They are the two closest guys to it. Kittle throws a block, then says, hey, George, Karlaftis, just saying hello to him. That guy goes right past him and falls on the football. I am not kidding.
Got to live with that, George Kittle.
And we had said, they kept the Andy Reid, Travis Kelce thing. They had no problem throwing this guy under the bus. This is a God's honest truth. I'll put the videos up. It's incredible how it happened and what happened. And this is exactly the sequence. McCaffrey fumbles. Hey, George. That guy falls on the football. Kittle didn't even know it was behind him. All right, one more. Here's Doc Rivers. They're 3-7 in Milwaukee since he took over. 1-3 against teams with losing records. Here's how Doc Rivers sends his team into the All-Star break.
On our set, two guys forget what we're running. Then we miss a shot, and then nobody gets back. That's how we start out the third quarter. That tells you all you need to know about where our heads were. We had some guys here, and we had some guys in Cabo.
Sounds like he was describing the Hawks all season long.
3-7 since he took over. I guess it was time to throw the players under the bus, at least on the break.
All right, when we come back, Rhino Lacuna says, I'm sorry. Who did he say it to? Find out next as we talk some Braves. You're on your home of the Braves at the Strikeout Leukemia and Lymphoma Radiothon, the 23rd annual, 770-273-0992.com/LLS. We'll mention some more of those incentive items when we come back. It's the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.